Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Max and friends, he says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from sex style to gossip.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night edition of Max and Friends. Now, you know why I say Sunday night edition by now? I think this is the last time I'm going to say it. Because you guys hear the show on like Thursday or Wednesday or some random Friday. And those are shows that were previously played on Sunday. We are here Sunday night on LA Talk Radio. So everything else is a replay because LA Talk Radio just loves it that much. So thank you, LA Talk Radio. 9 outstanding years we're here. Thank you all for tuning in for over the 9 years. Hey, if you want to catch shows that you missed here on LA Talk Radio's Max and Friends, all you have to do is go to latalkradio.com/Max, and you'll have everyone from Lisa Lampanelli to Jackie Collins to Gordana Biernat, Nandaji, housewives from all the areas, my girls from Orange is the New Black, my girls from Broadway, my friends from all over. I love Max and Friends because we bring everyone together here on LA Talk Radio's Max and Friends. If it's your first time tuning in, welcome to the show. You can tweet me at Max Tucci. I'll get back to you for sure. And if you have any questions or you want to hide behind your tweet and you want to email me, you could do that too. Email me, max@maxtucci.com. I'm open to hearing everything because you all are my co-hosts. Without you, there is no me and there's no show, so I need you all to participate because that way we have a great interaction, we understand one another, and I'll be here for another 9 years and then some. So tonight we're going to talk about stepping outside of your comfort zone. Have you done that already? If so, tweet me at Max Tucci. I want to know how you did it. But if you haven't stepped out of your comfort zone, what's holding you back? Well, there's a new book called Reach, and maybe this is what you need to dive into and reach into who you are so you can step outside of your comfort zone. But if a comfort zone isn't your issue and you want to rise up to the challenge or build confidence, the book is Reach, a new strategy to help you step outside of your comfort zone, rise to the challenge, and build confidence by author Andy Molinsky. And of course, we're going to talk a lot about his book, his new book, Reach. Reach, reach, reach. I love it. Reach. And of course, we're going to play some music tonight here. Rise Up from my girl, Ezina. I like the rise up and the reach because sometimes you got to rise up to reach. And sometimes you don't. You can pick the fruit right where you at. So right now, it's time to rise up. And when we're back, Andy Molinsky is going to be with us. Hold up, before we go to the song, I want to tell you a little bit about Andy. Andy is a super educated man with a PhD in organizational behavior and MA in psychology from Harvard University. He also holds a master's degree in international affairs from Columbia University and a BA in international affairs from Brown University. Andy's work helps people develop the insights and courage necessary to act outside their personal and cultural comfort zones when doing important but challenging tasks in work and life. His research and writing has been featured in Harvard Business Review, Inc. magazine, Psychology Today, The Financial Times, The New York Times, The Wall Street Journal, The Boston Globe, NPR, and Voice of America. And of course, here tonight on Max and Friends. But right now, we're going to play Rise Up by Ezina. So in this song, when you rise up, think about what you want to reach for. And when we're back, Andy joins us. I'm your host, Max Tucci, for Max and Friends. Stay tuned.
Rise up, family. Time to embrace your divinity. Tell your sisters and your brothers too. You're more precious than any Jew. Rise up, family. Time to embrace your divinity. Call your sisters and your brothers too. Your
Sometimes you gotta rise up to reach, right? We're gonna talk about reach right now here on Max and Friends. If you wanna follow Izina, go to @EZINA on Twitter. Follow her there, love her there as much as I do, and you'll see how she inspires me every day at Izina. Andy's gonna join me now here on Max and Friends. For more information, go to Andy Molinsky, AndyMolinsky.com. You can get all of his information there. You can also find him on Twitter under the same name. And he's also on Facebook. But right now, welcome to the show, Andy Molinsky. Welcome to Max and Friends.
Thanks for having me, Max.
I love the book Reach, because when you reached out to me, I said, we got to reach back to him and get him on the show, because that's what it's all about. Reaching out. Like I said, the book is Reach, a new strategy to help you step outside of your comfort zone, rise to the challenge, and build confidence. This is your second book, published by Penguin Random House in January of 2017. How does it feel to birth your second book? Your second child.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. It's great. It's fun. You know, I get to introduce my child all over the place.
Right? So what inspired you to write Reach?
Yeah, so, you know, I think what inspired me is that I am the exact type of person who needs to read this book, pretty much. You know, I'm the guy who never spoke in college. You know, I'm a college professor now, but I always tell my students that I was a kid in the back of the class who never spoke, cheeks red, heart beating, thinking about talking, but never did. You know, when I was young, much younger, I'd sign up for networking events or social get-togethers and, you know, not go to them, or avoid, you know, giving speeches for years. I remember, actually, you know what? I lived in LA for my first 2 years of my career. I was a professor at USC. got offered to give a bunch of speeches and declined them because I was too scared to give them. So I, you know, 20 years later, I feel much more confident and capable of doing lots of things. But, you know, I've had to step outside my comfort zone, and that's what inspired me to write the book.
You know, it's interesting when you say step outside of your comfort zone, because so many people, as we know, are comfortable, and that's what we call it, their comfort zone. So how do you shake the foundation of the comfort zone? Is that what we want to do?
You know, I think it depends. I think there has to be something in it for you. What I would often tell people is if you could do a little thought experiment in your head, if you could just for a second erase the fear, the worry, the anxiety that you might have about something, you know, whether it's, taking that entrepreneurial leap or...
Hold it right there. You know what? Let's do this. Let's get interactive because I'm an open book. So if you're listening tonight and you're a little confused as to what this means, why don't you ask me a question? I'll answer it truthfully. I'll tackle it. And it will be like an experiment for everyone to hear right here on Max and Friends. You know nothing about me. You don't know my comfort zones. So ask me a question and I'll tell you what I think.
Yes. All right. So is there a situation where you think that, you know, to advance in your career, to move on, to sort of try something new, it might be interesting to you, but maybe fear or anxiety or worry is holding you back?
Mm-hmm. For me, what I know to be true is that I always have a million projects going on at the same time. And when one doesn't manifest, there are times, but not all the times, that I just drop the ball on it. I think that's one of my comfort zones, is that when the ball drops, I kind of just leave it there.
Yeah, so is that, well, that could be sensible, by the way. That could be a good strategy, or it could be something where, you know, you have a hard time sort of committing to pushing something forward unless it's kind of an easy win, you know? So, you know, you'd have to be able to tell that for yourself.
Right. I got it. We will leave it at that because that's an easy comfort zone to work on. If you're joining us right now, my guest is Andy Milinski. We're talking about his book, Reach, A New Strategy to Help You Step Outside of Your Comfort Zone, Rise to the Challenge, and Build Confidence. Andy, why is it critical for one to get out of their comfort zone?
Yes. If it's something, I think a lot of us avoid stuff outside our comfort zone. Mm-hmm. I think we rationalize it to ourselves that, you know, it's just not that important for me to do X, Y, or Z, or I could do something different, or I can only do it halfway, or whatever it is. I think we kind of craft our lives to stay as much as we can, not all of us, but a lot of us, to stay in our comfort zones. But if you want to grow, if you want to develop, if you want to sort of expand yourself at work, personally, you know, I think it does take getting out of your comfort zone. So for example, as a young professional, maybe speaking up at that meeting, maybe delivering that bad news, maybe telling your boss that you actually don't think those ideas are so great, or maybe taking that entrepreneurial leap. It sounds like you personally, Max, you're pretty entrepreneurial. A lot of people aren't, but maybe they'd like to be. And so I think that in a lot of these circumstances, if we want to grow and develop, it's critical to be able to leap.
I love it, to leap. And to rise up and to reach. What I find most interesting about people is that, we talk about it a lot here on Max and Friends, is the ego versus the egotistical. And sometimes you need the ego, the confident ego, not the snotty ego, where you can stand up, like you just said, and tell your boss, you know what, maybe this isn't the right thing, but here's another point of view. So fear is one thing that I think a lot of people have, and it's something I believe is taught. We're not born with fear, we're taught and it becomes a pattern of pathology. So what is some research that you did to write this book, Reach?
Yeah, so I spoke with people from a huge range of professions, managers, executives, entrepreneurs, doctors, lawyers, rabbis, priests, teachers. I even spoke with a goat farmer. You know, what I found was that there were very similar things holding people back across all these contexts. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it was authenticity, feeling that this isn't me, trying to act outside my comfort zone, and that held people back. Other times it was competence, or feeling like I can't do this and people know I can't do this. Other times it was likability. People were afraid that others wouldn't like them, you know, this new version of them, and so on. And so there's a series of, I call them roadblocks, psychological roadblocks that people experience. And in the book, I describe them. And, you know, if you think about it and look at them, you probably recognize them, you know, in yourself too.
Absolutely. Because in the book Reach, you do talk about the psychological roadblocks to stepping outside of your comfort zone. Tell us about them.
Well, you know what's interesting? Sometimes I've spoken with a lot of people who are introverted, and for better or for worse, and I guess for them for worse, the world that we live in, the professional world we live in, is sort of geared toward extroverts, right? You know, speaking up, public speaking, raising your opinion, sort of the squeaky wheel gets the grease and so on. Mm-hmm. But there are a lot of people who feel very uncomfortable just personality-wise. They're not that style. They're not that type. Mm-hmm. And so I heard from a lot of people feeling resentment that they had to step outside their comfort zone. You know what? Why can't I just do hard work? Why can't my work stand on its own? Why do I have to schmooze? Why do I have to network and so on? So, you know, there are a variety of challenges, authenticity, competence, likability, resentment, you know, these things that are holding us back. And it might just be one of them, might be multiple of them, but those are a lot of the things that keep us in our comfort zone.
You know, what's interesting is that I had a recent conversation with a very well-known artist. And I see it with a lot of artists, designers, musicians, etc. They're like super introverted. Their craft is what they focus on. But then when it comes time to promoting themselves, to being, you know, the spokesperson for their life, they back off and they kind of just let their music, their designs, their art speak for them. So I tell them often, get out of your comfort zone. And I refer to how much money have you left on the table? Lisa Nichols talks about that all the time. How much money have you left on the table? I mean, it really shocks me that they leave so much money on the table. Let's say, like, just get up and do it and actually go get the book Reach. So you talked about the word challenge. What does challenge mean to you?
Challenge is something that that takes work, that takes work, you know, that you can overcome. But you don't just overcome it like you look on the internet and you see people leaping off. Like if you Google comfort zone and take a leap, you'll see people, you know, leaping off, you know, leaping off cliffs and just, you know, skydiving. And it says, just take a leap, just take a leap. You know, and, you know, in the end, that ultimately that's true. But there's a lot of work. There's a lot of effort. There's a lot of persistence. There's a lot of courage behind those leaps. And that's what I talk about in the book. It's not as easy as just snapping your fingers and taking a leap. You can do it, but it takes effort.
Mm-hmm. It takes effort. It takes courage. It takes confidence. And like I always see on Max and Friends, it takes work. You've got to do your work. You have to do your work. Why do you feel that so many people get afraid or get fear or anxiety when they hear the word challenge? So how do we disrupt that anxiety of the word challenge? How do we disrupt the fear of the word challenge? How do we disrupt the foundation of what challenge means? So many questions.
Yeah, you know, I think you have to figure out what's in it for you in the end. You know, in the end, it's about motivation. There has to be some reason that drives you, especially when, you know, something might be outside your comfort zone. It feels inauthentic. You're worried that you're not good at it. You're worried people won't like you. You feel resentful. There has to be something in it for you. And for different people, it's different things. For some people, it's like professional advancement. For other people, like the artists you're talking about, maybe the source of conviction is, you know what? You know, I just wrote a book. I just wrote this awesome song. I don't want to hide it. People need to hear this, right? I think I can make a difference in people's lives. Maybe that's your source of conviction to put yourself out there. But wherever it comes from, you need to find it and embrace it, or else it's hard to step outside your comfort zone. The good news is that it's easy. That's not so hard to do, actually, locating that source of conviction.
I absolutely love it. Well, we're going to play a song right now. And when we come back, maybe we're going to teach you how to build some confidence. And we're going to ask Andy, what is it that he did to step outside of his comfort zones? Stay tuned. I'm your host, Max Tucci from Max and Friends. But right now, an awesome cover of This Girl Is On Fire. I hope you reach up and do your thing, because you could be on fire too. Make it happen. I'll be right back. I'm your host, Max Tucci from Max and Friends.
She's just a girl and she's on fire. Hotter than the fantasy, longer than a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Feeling the catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away. Say, oh, she got both feet on the ground and she's burning it down. This girl is on fire.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to the show. If you're tuning in for the first time, you could reach me on Twitter at Max Tucci. My guest tonight is Andy Molinsky. The book is called Reach. I think y'all got to go right now and get this book because it's going to help you reach, rise to the challenge, and build confidence. So, Andy, was there something for you that was really challenging to step out of your comfort zones?
Yeah, public speaking, I think, is a good one, you know, and I think that resonates with a lot of people.
And here you are.
There you go. Well, you know what? I'm an old man now. 20 years ago, I wasn't so confident.
But you did it. You did it.
Yeah.
Right?
I did it.
So do you think that's doing your work. So 20 years of work. Looking back on those 20 years, what was the most challenging part that you can see now that you were like, if I knew this then, I could have done this a lot sooner?
Yeah. You know what I think the most challenging part was? It was avoiding avoidance. You know, to getting out of my own way. I would avoid avoidance. I'd get offers early on. I was getting offers because I was a professor at a business school. Companies were asking me to give talks at various places for money, you know, good money. Mm-hmm. And I would look at my calendar, which by the way was blank, and I would say, you know what? That date's not going to work for me.
Wow.
You know, and I just, it was terrifying. I was terrified to do it. I had to figure out what was in it for me, what my source of conviction is, what my passion was, why I cared about it. And then what I was able to do is I was able to find certain ways to kind of tweak it, to make it my own, to kind of like take that situation outside my comfort zone and sculpt it a little so it felt just a little bit more comfortable for me. And to me, that was actually huge in learning how to step outside my comfort zone.
So now that we step out of the comfort zones, in your professional research and in many years of in this industry, do you think that people create or recreate a new comfort zone?
Yeah, I mean, they can widen their comfort zone. They might go for even bigger challenges. For example, we're talking public speaking. Maybe you stretch outside your comfort zone and you give your first talk to 20 people, do you feel comfortable talking to 500 people? Do you feel comfortable being on national TV? And so, you know, not everyone has that chance, but you know what I mean? So you can stretch, but you also have to decide, you know, you don't always like exponentially want to step outside our comfort zones, like to the nth degree. You have to figure out where you want to be, right? Maybe where you truly want to be is you want to be at a certain point. And when you get there, you're good, right? You're good with that particular behavior, but there might be other aspects of your life where you can sort of apply what you've learned.
Be strategic, right?
Yeah.
So in the book, you talk about ways we avoid stepping outside of our comfort zone. Tell us some of these strategies and also some of these excuses.
Well, let's see. We pass the buck. We have someone else do it. We only do part of it. We avoid it completely. We substitute. Sometimes we substitute, like, for example, small business owners afraid to network, sort of like kind of socially awkward, not comfortable, but he knows he has to network in person to really support his business. So what does he do? He's like, it's not so important for me to network in person. I'll send out an email blast, you know, or I'll post on Facebook. You know, that there's nothing bad about those things, but it's not a perfect substitute. You know what I mean? So we'll do that. And then we'll rationalize. We'll tell ourselves, you know what? It's not really that important for me to do X, Y, or Z. When in your heart of hearts, you know, if you can sort of like push the fear aside, it probably is important. Right?
I believe so. I always say, if you can dream it, you can do it. I'm a firm believer in heart virtues, in daydreaming, in desires, and linking up with what you really want, reaching the goal to what you want. But then what happens is we get into those patterns and pathologies of childhood, and we can hear that person who told us, no, you can't do it. No, you won't amount to anything. Whatever it was, that something that didn't align with who we are and who our frequency is and what we're supposed to do. And then we hold on to that, and it's time to break that pattern and pathology. And what we really need to do is simply have courage, step outside of the comfort zone, rise to the challenge, stretch, and reach. To get more information on Andy's book, Reach, you can simply go to andymolinsky.com. Or, of course, you can get the book online. Reach is the book. We're talking about some great stuff here tonight, so I'm glad that you're joining us, because we're talking about a new strategy to help you step outside of your comfort zone.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
Andy, while you were writing the book Reach, what did you discover or find was critical for success and for you personally?
Yeah, I found that it was, for success, it was critical to have a plan. To have a plan. You needed to find that source of conviction we were talking about earlier. In other words, what's in it for you? And for some people, that's professional. Some people, that's personal. Like for me, for example, when I'm scared of something, I think of my kids. I think to myself, you know what? I want to be a really good dad. I want to be a role model. I want to be courageous, just like I want them to be courageous. So having that source of conviction, then that tweaking part, that customizing part that I was talking about, trying to find your way of doing something. You know, there's no single way to do stuff, right? You can find your style, and that feels oftentimes a bit more authentic, and it makes reaching outside your comfort zone a little easier. Then the last one was clarity that I found, which was, you know, try not to like go off the deep end. Psychologists use the term catastrophize. In other words, like don't say you're going to be the absolute worst. It's going to be a complete disaster. Because when I found people would do that, which they're prone to doing that when they're scared, you know, that makes reaching all that much harder. So the best is to try to find some sort of middle ground where you're not like thinking of the worst case, and you're not sort of fixating on the best case either. You're just saying, you know what, I'll probably be all right. It's not going to be perfect, but you know what, I'm going to learn, and next time I'll probably be a little bit better. Having that sort of realistic view of things was really key too.
And one of my favorite mantras in life is to say, no experience is ever wasted. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. Right. As long as you're thoughtful about it.
Yes, absolutely. And I think one of the most important things too is, what is the intention behind it? What is your intention? I strongly believe that intentions are one of the greatest motivators. What are your intentions to succeed? Why do you want to succeed? And what is it behind your intention for the success? I am literally so excited for this book, Reach. You know, you've got to go get the book Reach. You've got to get the book Reach for yourself, for your friends. Get a book club going with Reach. Inspire one another to reach, and really inspire one another to rise to the occasion, to build confidence, to get each other out of each other's comfort zone. You know, maybe your support is your friend. So Andy, when we get the book comes to the house, we open the book, we have the book. How do we use the book Reach? Is it user-friendly?
Yeah, the book's user-friendly. It's super user-friendly. And I've got some tools at the end of the book that you can use to apply just what you read to your situation. So I think, you know, it's the kind of book you're going to be able to read in an afternoon or in a day. It's not like a super long book, but I think it cuts right to the point. So my hope, and what I've heard from people so far, which is great, is that it's super practical and you can use it right away to start thinking of making changes in your own life. I'm hoping it inspires.
Yeah. The title alone, Reach, is an inspiration. It's an inspirational word. The book, I believe it to be inspirational because it helps people reach a new strategy to step outside of their comfort zones. So with the book Reach, I love the title. I think it's a true inspiration. So now that we've read this inspirational book, now that we're fired up and ready to do this, will the things in the book stick so we can actually develop an ongoing capacity over time to step outside of our comfort zones? And most importantly, will it stick? And if it doesn't, do I have to go back to the book Reach?
Well, the book can be something you go back to time and time again. I think the very best books that I have a book on my shelf, or I have a couple books that I really like, and I always joke that they look like I started eating them. That's how much I like them. They have like pieces missing and so on. You know, I think the very best books that we love are the books that we keep going back to, right? So, I think that's really key. But no, I think that it's the type of thing that you'll be able to put into play. I talk in the book also about resilience, about building resilience. You know, you don't want to be one and done. You want to be able to try to make something part of a repertoire, like a real new way of acting. I'm not trying to say that you can snap your fingers and learn to step outside your comfort zone. Like, whoop, you got it, right? It takes effort. It takes work. But what I provide is I provide an actual framework that's based on research, that's pretty user friendly, that's approachable. And that's my goal, to give people really something to work with.
What I love about Reach is that it's basically a single session therapy book.
There you go.
You can use that.
Much cheaper too, right?
Much cheaper. It's a single session therapy book that helps you get out of your comfort zone and reach. So my guest, Andy, what are you reaching for next? Are you going to be doing another book?
You know, I think my reach is going to be like an entrepreneurial venture. You know, I'm not a business person, but I think in the next couple of years, I'm probably going to be starting a small business, you know, around this stuff. It's trying to help people further. And that is a reach for me. Absolutely. Big time reach for me to start something like that. So, you know, I look forward to it. I'm scared. I try to apply the book to myself to try to propel myself forward. So I think that's my next reach.
Oh, I just love it. Now here's the homework for our listeners tonight. What is it that you have reached for? Hashtag reach, hashtag Max and Friends, and tweet me at Max Tucci. Let me know what you're reaching for, and let me know if what you reached for, you have. Because I think that's the beautiful story when you see the success in the reaching and you grab that fruit off the tree and it's yours. Andy, was there anything that surprised you about writing Reach?
I think what surprised me the most is how easily people talked about situations that were outside their comfort zone. I mean, I was talking with people who I did not know initially about situations that, you know, kind of vulnerable situations, right? These hard situations, but people were very open to it. It was really, that's what surprised me the most, how open people were to talk about it, which was really cool. And for that reason, I think I captured some really compelling stories.
Yeah, I think we're in a time right now where this whole lineage of fear and of uncertainty, people are like, we're in this together, you know, we're all in this together. And I love when people, it's the same thing, when people come on the show and they open up and they just start telling their story. It all goes back to, do you hear me? Do you see me? Do I matter? And validating people and acknowledging people. Andy, I'm super excited that you're here. Reach is the book. I love the book, Reach. Wow, we have to wrap this up. The illusion of time. You know, we do shows about here all the time on Max and Friends with Gord Donnaby or not. The illusion of time. But we've got to continue on. So, Andy Walensky, when you come back, I would love for you to come back again and so we could talk about other things. And I'm sure we're going to get a lot of feedback from the show. So we might even have some co-hosts, my listeners, join us. And maybe we can help them reach and step out of their comfort zone and reach for their desires, reach for their dreams, reach for their daydreams, reach for whatever it is that they really desire, their inspirations. Will you come back and join me?
Absolutely. Just let me know.
Perfect. Well, Andy, thanks so much for joining me here tonight on Max and Friends. The book is Reach, and where can people find it?
Everywhere.
Everywhere. So where's the book available? Everywhere. And that's what happens when you reach. Reach. Abundance is everywhere. Will you come back and join us sooner than later?
Sounds great. Thanks a lot.
So super. But Andy, before I let you go, I got to get like this book Reach. I want to dive into it. But before I let you go, my question to you is, what is something that you want our listeners to go into this week? What's something that inspires you?
I'd say like if you're thinking about acting outside your comfort zone, remember you've probably spent your whole life doing it already. right? We make transitions all the time. We go from elementary school to middle school. We go to middle school to high school. If you go to college, community college, that's a big leap. You probably took your first job. You probably maybe even moved up in that job. Maybe you got married. Maybe asked someone out. Maybe asked someone on a date. I mean, we've been reaching our whole lives. So, you know, you have it in you is what I would say. You have
you
it in
have
you.
It. You do have it in you. Thank you so much for joining us here tonight on Max and Friends. What I want all of my listeners to know tonight is that your life is big. Keep reaching. Your life really is big. Keep reaching. You know what? Since I have some extra time, I want to play for you another one of my favorite songs from Ezina at Ezina on Twitter. It's called I Woke Up. And you know what? I hope this show made you wake up and rise up and reach, because I want you to reach. I want you to go into a new frame of thought, a new vision for yourself. I want you to step outside of your comfort zone. I want you to rise up to the challenge. I want you to build confidence, be bold, be courageous. Wake up. So here's the song, I Woke Up. And when we're back, I've got some more things to tell you. I'm your host, Max Succi, for Max and Friends.
Without someone else's opinion, now I'm the queen of self-esteem. Live by my own rules, got my own views. I woke up, decided to live my life and be free. I woke up, decided I liked the face staring back.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this song, I Woke Up, by Ezina at E-Z-I-N-A. I have to say a huge thank you to my guest, Andy Molinsky. He's awesome. Go to andymolinsky.com. Find him on Twitter. The book is Reach. I hope you go out and buy this book because I truly believe that it's a book that will help change your reality. You know, Gordon and I always speak about the only thing constant is change, and that when you change, everything around you changes. Are you up for the change? Are you ready to reach? You know, I promise myself to be so strong that nothing can disturb my peace of mind, to talk health, happiness, and prosperity to every person I meet, to make all my friends feel that there is something worthwhile in them, to look at the sunny side of everything and make my optimism come true, to think of only the best, to work only for the best, and to expect only the best, to be just as enthusiastic about the success of others as I am about my own, to forget the mistakes of the past and press on to be greater achievers of the future, to wear a cheerful expression at all times and give a smile to every living creature I meet, to give so much time to improving myself that I have no time to criticize others, to be too large for worry, too noble for anger, too strong for fear, and too happy to permit the presence of trouble, to think well of myself and to proclaim that this fact to the world, not in loud words, but in great deeds, to live in the faith that the whole world is on my side as long as I am true to the best that is in me. It makes me want to reach. That's from Christian Larson, of course, The Secret. That was like in 2007. But I love those words because those words, they make me strive to reach. They make me strive to reach. Now remember, you are not here to shrink down to less, but to blossom into more of who you really are. Should I keep giving you quotes all night? It's true though. You know, we tend to beat ourselves up. Our goals, our visions, our dreams, our daydreams, they're all obtainable. We can get everything we want. It's already inside of us. We just have to reach sometimes within to get it. I love the quote that says, "When I searched for God, I found myself." From my Jai up at Kashi Ashram, she used to say that to me all the time. And it's true. Sometimes you just got to peel away all that stuff, reach in, reach out, whatever you got to do, reach and just and strive to be the best you can be. I believe in you. I do. I really believe in all of us. We're all here for a purpose. No experience is ever wasted. And if we have to just reach, then let's reach together. Together we rise. We're here together. We're here to like enjoy this earth and enjoy the time we're here on it. I think that's really like Alan Watts says, the whole purpose of living is just to live. Live, enjoy, smile, reach for your dreams. So before I let you all go for the night, this week, I have some homework for you. I really do. I mentioned earlier, but I want you to reach. Hashtag reach. Tweet me at Max Tucci. What is it that you are reaching for? What is it that you desire? What are your heart virtues? Tamara Bowman and I always talk about heart virtues, and they're the things that give you chills, that make you want to swell up and weep up and cry, and you're like, oh, I love doing this. This feels so right for my soul, so right for my being. Reach into that. Grab onto that. Hold it and see the big picture. You are the big picture. And you know, I love saying, if you can dream it, you can do it. Tonight I'm saying, if you could reach for it, you can grab it. If you can reach for it, you can grab it. And sometimes reaching for it is the final step to step out of your comfort zone. Reach for it, grab it, own it, love it, enjoy it. Because if it's something that's true to you, it's something that's meant for you to have, and it's something you already have inside, you have to reach for it. All right, well, I'm going to let you all go. I hope you enjoyed the show tonight. I'm laughing because I'm just in a state of bliss knowing that I've inspired some people. So tweet me at Max Tucci. Let me know how I've inspired you. And we're looking for guests. So tweet me at Max Tucci. Email me, max@maxtucci.com. Let me know who you think should be on the show. I want to have them on here. It's that simple. Send me their information. I'll have someone reach out back to them. We'll book them here at Max and Friends going into our 9th magical year of Max and Friends. And I couldn't have done it without all of you. Together, we're reaching for Max and Friends to be a success, because it has become a success because you guys helped me reach for it. I reached. I grabbed it. I own it. It's Max and Friends. And you're a part of it. You're my co-host. So thank you so much for tuning in. I have to say on to you, good night and good karma, and take life where we taking life to the max. I'm your host, Max Tucci from Max and Friends. I'll talk to you next Sunday night. But right now, Velvel Muriga from Nandiji.
Mel Muriga, Betri Mel Muriga, Mel Muriga, Mel Muriga, Betri Mel Muriga, 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 Mel